Well, so here we are on a Friday break time with Toby, Felix and Jake from Junior 4. Children usually come down and show me the work that they've done that's been so amazing during the week. So you tell me, what is the work you've got in front of you, Felix?
Well, we had to do a habitat guide on a certain habitat, like the ocean or wetlands mm-hmm. or a forest. And we had to draw a picture, and then we had to pick out four main animals from that habitat and write a bit about them, including facts, what they eat, where they live, and their adaptation to their habitat. And we also had to do two food chains.
Right, someone else coming in now. Come in then. Okay, and Toby, what did you choose?
I chose wetlands.
You chose wetlands. And why wetlands?
Because I like most of the creatures in wetlands, like crocodiles and swans.
Crocodiles and swans, okay. Do we find swans and crocodiles living together?
No.
No, not very often. Because, yes, I would imagine crocodiles like swans for eating. Okay, and Jake, what about you?
Well, I did the Antarctic. Mm-hmm. Because it's got some of my favourite animals, but I accidentally put a polar bear with the penguins, and they're not supposed to go.
Not supposed to go. Jake, tell us more. Why shouldn't they go?
Well, they don't actually live together, because the polar bear, they live in the Arctic, I think. Mm-hmm. Yep, the Arctic.
Yep.
But everything else that I've put in here, such as walrus mussels, which is food for walrus, mm-hmm. fish, penguins, and the sea.
Okay. So what do you tell me what you think you got out of doing this? What do you learn from this?
Well, my art skills definitely evolved.
They certainly have.
And we learnt a lot of interesting stuff researching this. Like, I learnt that giant squids have eyes the size of basketballs.
Good lord. Yeah. Okay, so I have with me now Freya and Asia, Rosie and Alexia, who've got their work with us on habitats, and they're munching away at biscuits. So I'm going to see who's not chewing biscuits at the moment. Freya, yeah. You haven't got any. You're not chewing biscuits. Tell us about your habitat. What have you done? What did you learn?
My habitat's on the Rocky Mountains, and I've done two food chains, and we had to write an adaptation mm-hmm. on the animals that are on it. That mm-hmm. are in our habitat.
Yeah.
And so it was fun. Right. And we had to do two food chains on how.
Okay. Yeah. And well, why the Rocky Mountains in particular? What was it?
They interested me. I didn't want to do like Antarctic or Savannah. Okay. And I wanted to do something different.
Now, Asia, you've got something beautifully laminated and presented there, wobbling around like Wolf House's board. Yeah. Okay, so tell us what about your habitat? What did you do? And what did you learn?
I did the ocean,
mm-hmm.
and I did a dolphin chewing a fish.
Chewing a fish.
A dolphin and a tuna.
And a tuna fish, sorry. Yeah.
An angel fish. Yeah. And starfish and normal fish.
And normal fish mm-hmm. as well. And so you've all got in the food chains too. So Alexia and Rosie, what was the most interesting thing about doing your work this way?
Because normally we have to write in the do it on in our book, but I preferred it when we did it on a big piece of paper, and it was more fun.
Right, more fun. Right, okay. So still the same amount of information, but you've got drawings there as well. What about Alexia? What is better about doing your learning this way?
Well, you could do whatever animals that you liked and the habitats that you'd like to learn about
mm-hmm.
more than the set work.
Mm. So there's a choice involved as well. Mm. Okay. Very good. Excellent. Well, thank you very much, all of you. I hope you enjoyed it. And we'll look forward to seeing you on Friday break time again. Now it's time for Gold House Points. Have you had enough biscuits?
No.
No.